Welcome to Tairat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rifka Simonson, and today we will be studying Amos Perek Zion, Chapter 7. Steeped in luxury, oblivious to the suffering of others, and taking credit for their own successes rather than attributing them to God, the smug attitude of the Jewish people was criticized in the previous chapter. Amos pronounced that they have followed the ways of other nations, and that intense punishment will be brought for their sins, but conveyed that whilst the northern kingdom will be totally destroyed, with its people not returning to the land until the messianic redemption, the southern kingdom will return from its exile for the building of the second temple. Throughout Amos' prophecy, he has been encouraging the people to repent from their evil, to avert the decree of exile. Now, in chapter 7, he starts to detail the content of visions he has received from Hashem. He describes an interaction between him and Hashem, with Amos pleading with Hashem on the people's behalf not to bring total destruction. Amos also communicates about an event in his own life. We learnt on the first verse of the book of Amos that its opening words, Divrei Amos, the matters of Amos, point to Amos himself being involved in events detailed in his own prophecy. It is clear from the episode outlined here in Perek Zion, chapter 7, that Amos' role as a prophet is a difficult one. At the beginning of chapter 7, Amos describes a prophetic vision he has received, according to Matsudas David, in which Hashem was forming locusts, and the locusts devour all the grass. This predicts punishment in the form of locusts destroying all the vegetation. Amos says in verse 2 that when the locusts in the vision had finished eating the grass of the land, Va'aymar Hashem aleikim selachno, mi yokom Yaakov ki kotoinhu, I said, Hashem Elohim, please forgive. How will Yaakov endure? For he is small. When witnessing this vision, Amos prays that Hashem forgive the sins of the Jewish people and nullify the decree, justifying, according to Malbim, that they will not be able to survive a famine. And they are so small, meaning low in their spiritual level, that they will not be able to lift themselves up and strengthen themselves in their good deeds to merit retraction of the threat of retributive disaster. Verse 3, Nicham Hashem al zeis, lo sihiye omar Hashem. Hashem relented concerning this. Hashem said, it shall not be. Rashi explains that the prophet is telling the people that Hashem granted Amos' request. Verse 4 brings Amos' description of a second vision, of fire, which Rashi explains symbolizes Hashem calling upon his heavenly entourage to come against the nation of Yisrael with fire. Koi hirani Hashem Elohim v'hinei koi rei lariv ba'esh Hashem Elohim. So Hashem Elohim showed me, and behold, Hashem Elohim calling to contend with fire. Again, Amos prays, verse 5, Va'aymar Hashem Elohim chadalno, Mi yakum Yaakov ki kotoinhu. And I said, Hashem Elohim, please refrain. How will Yaakov survive, for he is small? Malbim points out a difference in Amos' plea following each of these two visions, reflective of the worsening of the situation as time is allowed to pass without repentance. After the vision of the plague of locusts, Amos appeals to Hashem, saying, Selachno, please forgive, whereas he asks Chadal no, please refrain, after seeing the vision of fire. At the point at which the punishment symbolized by locusts would come, the people would still have enough merit to be forgiven and overturn the decree, avoid the locusts. But by the time the second vision, fire, would arrive as punishment, the people would have sinned more, such that Amos could only request that Hashem refrain, that the punishment be lessened, but not escaped entirely. Hashem's mercy is manifest again in verse 6. Nicham Hashem al zeis gam hi lo sihiye amar Hashem Elohim. Hashem relented concerning this. Hashem Elohim said, also this shall not be. This decree also would not materialize. Amos now presents the third vision, featuring a plumb line, a line with a weight attached to it, used for measuring the depth of water, or if something is vertical, for example, if a wall is exactly straight. Verse 7, Koi hirani v'hinei Hashem nitzov al choymas anoch, uv'yadoi anoch. So he showed me, and behold Hashem standing on a plumbed wall with a plumb line in his hand. Malbim highlights two messages from this imagery. The first is that Hashem has built a wall that is totally straight. It is measured and exact. This represents the way in which Hashem has created the world, perfectly. And he stands over it, supervising his world according to the rules he set, according to justice. The second insight is based on Hashem holding a plumb line in his hand. He continues to hold the plumb line, the measuring tool, even after he has completed the building, because there is also a component of creation that is determined by people's deeds. He keeps measuring people's acts to determine how he will interact with people and deliver tailored consequence, punishment for sinners. This time, Amos does not pray for refrain, but Hashem asks him a question. Verse 8, Vayomer Hashem Eli, Mo ataroi e Amos. Hashem said to me, what do you see, Amos? Va'omar anach. I said, a plumb line. Vayomer Hashem, hineni sam anach bekerev ami Yisrael. Loi aysif oid avar loi. Hashem said, behold, I am placing a plumb line in the midst of my people Yisrael. I will no longer continue to pardon them. Rashi's explanation is that Hashem is saying, I will measure the people according to strict justice, and I can no longer wait for them regarding their sins. So there's no longer room for relenting. As Abarbanel points out, Hashem is telling Amos, there is no use praying for them at this point, because Hashem will not listen to his supplications on their behalf to rescind the decree. Abarbanel interprets verse 9 to mean that Hashem will destroy sanctuaries that were built for idol worship in every town, and that Hashem will cause the nation to suffer by the sword when it says, V'kamti al beis Yerovam becharev. I will rise up over the house of Yerovam with the sword. From Pasuk Yud, verse 10, to the end of the chapter, Amos now recounts an episode he encountered with Amatzioh. Abarbanel explains that Amos had prophesied in Beis El to try to deter the people from continuing in their idolatrous practice. Amatzioh, who was a priest of idols in Beis El, heard prophecies given by Amos and he felt threatened. Because if the people would heed Amos' messages and be inspired to repent, they would abandon idolatry, and where would that leave him? So, Radak explains, he sent a message to the king Yerovam, distorting Amos' words and saying that Amos had prophesied the death of the king and the exile of the entire nation, when in actuality he had prophesied only regarding members of the king's family, not including the king himself, and only a portion of the land. His aim was to have Amos executed by the king. But when his plan did not come to fruition, Amatzioh tried a second tactic, convincing Amos to leave the northern kingdom, saying to him, verse 12, Choyze, leich baruch lecha el eretz Yehuda, ve'echol sham lechem v'sham tinovei. Seer, go, flee to the land of Yehuda, and eat bread there and prophesy there. Verse 13, uveis el, loisoisif oid lehinovei, and don't continue to prophesy in Beis El. Malbim interprets that he is trying to persuade Amos to go away from the northern kingdom by intimidating him into thinking that his life is in danger by the king in the northern kingdom, and also by telling him that people are not interested in his prophecies in the northern kingdom. So he should go instead to the southern kingdom where they pay attention to the words of prophecy. Amos' reply lets us in on his steadfastness. Verse 14. Vayya'an Amos. Vayomer el Amatzioh. Loi novi anoichi. Veloi ven novi anoichi. Ki voiker anoichi voiles shikmim. Amos answered and said to Amatzioh, I am not a prophet, and I'm not the son of a prophet. I am a cattle herder and an inspector of sycamore trees. Verse 15. Yikocheni Hashem me acharei hatzoin. Vayomer elai Hashem leich hinovei el ami Yisrael. Hashem took me from following the sheep. Hashem said to me, go, prophesy to my people Yisrael. Radak reads, I was not educated or raised as a prophet. It wasn't my job. I was a cattle herder. I did not choose to be a prophet. Hashem took me out from shepherding and placed the spirit of prophecy within me and compelled me to prophesy. So you cannot tell me not to prophesy. Hashem has commanded me to. I will prophesy about you too. Because you have tried to encourage me to cease prophesying, as Amos refers to in the final two verses, Hashem says that your wife will be promiscuous, and your children will fall by the sword. Your land will be divided up, and you will die on impure soil. Amos has been trying relentlessly to encourage the people to abandon idolatry. All the predicted punishments serve as warnings to be prompts to do teshuvah, to repent. Amos wants the people to avoid invasion by enemies, exile, and punishment. The people keep ignoring the warnings. Explains Abarbanel, Amatzia will suffer his wife being promiscuous because he encouraged the people to be promiscuous in their betrayal of Hashem by worshipping idols. And he will suffer a similar fate to the Jewish people because he has tried to prevent Amos being successful in saving the Jewish people from terrible punishments. The prophet Amos is ignored. His mission is hampered. His very name highlights the hardship he experienced in his role as God's emissary. The Midrash explains he is called Amos for he was burdened, Amos, by his speech. He had a speech impediment and was mocked by the people for it. None of these obstacles deter him from the goal. Hashem is his compass. His purpose is to serve God and guide his people. Leadership can be lonely. Challenges can make us wobble in our spiritual endeavor and lose sight of the task. Assuming responsibility in the face of challenge and rejection can be terrifying. Perhaps we'll think of Amos. Non-compromising, dedicated, and brave. Thank you for studying together. Le'eloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.